batteries going out, so you're going to have to switch me over to this one here. So, okay, very good. Paul writing to the church in Philippi from a Roman prison, waiting the carrying out of a death sentence. And yet, the book of Philippians, in the midst of such dire circumstances, he writes on such a high note of joy and gladness. It's been termed the epistle of joy. And he speaks about the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension. And despite these circumstances in prison, despite controversies within the church and without, he is full of joy and encouragement. And there's no greater chapter about service. When I thought about the message for the occasion of the installation of deacons, I thought of this touchstone passage. So give your attention to the reading of God's word from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Father, we pray your blessing upon this reading of your infallible word. We pray for our understanding of it. We pray for the Holy Spirit to make its meaning plain to our hearts as well as its exposition today. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. As I read our book of church order, and I'll confess I don't spend a lot of time looking at the book of church order. It's the last thing on my priority list, but I'm grateful to be a part of a denomination of Christians that puts a great premium on doing things decently in order. If you know anything about my personality and my disposition, you know I need that desperately. And someone told me a long time ago, I think it was the Reverend Billy Graham, as a matter of fact, who said, it made a deep impression on me when I heard him say it, that the only alternative to organized religion is disorganized religion. And I think that's a great insight. And it's important for us to seek to order ourselves as much as possible according to the Scriptures, and to have instructions from the Scriptures about how we do things. And when it comes to church office, we have a very set order. And so if you're here visiting, know that this is not a normal service for us, but it is an important service for us, and it's how we install deacons and ruling elders and women in the church officers when that time arises. How do we carry out the ministry? When I read the chapter on deacons in our book of church order, it says the deacons are to carry out their ministry after the example of Jesus Christ. I thought, with the love of Jesus Christ and the example of Jesus Christ. The if then in verse 1 of chapter 2 is a very specific expression in the original language that is connected to the verses immediately preceding, where Paul talks about his manner of life, his conversation, those who opposed him and the gospel, or who would compete with him, which says, yet there is, not if there is, but there is emphatically encouragement in Christ. There is comfort in love. There is participation in the work of the Holy Spirit with affection and sympathy. And since there is that,